You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
It's only a kick, a jump, a block, it's only a serve, it's only a tackle, a run, it's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
In a week where Australia made the mistake of winning their first T20 in Sri Lanka by 10 wickets, thereby ensuring things could only go downhill from there, this is Can't Bowl, Can't Throw.
The one thing about Maxwell is that nothing slows down, is that through head and carry, Australia built up a head of steam. Maxwell walks to the wicket and the game doesn't stop. It accelerates. He is such a dangerous player, Glenn Maxwell.
You're here with Kat Jones and Dan Liebke, and certainly a bit of an understatement. He's such a dangerous player.
He's a dangerous player, yeah. I did particularly like the idea that head and carry combined allowed Australia to build up a head of steam. So presumably head is providing the head part of that.
Yeah.
And therefore carry must be providing the steam part. So I know that Kerry's always wet because he keeps falling into the team swimming pool.
Yeah. Right? Does he keep falling in?
I assume so.
We've got no evidence to the contrary.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, just because it hasn't been videoed doesn't mean it isn't happening all the time.
Yeah, what are the odds that they would videotape him falling into a
every
pool?
Every time.
Yeah, it's 1 in 1,000 chance. So therefore, we've only seen one of them. There must be 999 times where he hasn't fallen in.
Well, that's just...
Or hasn't been videotaped falling in.
Yeah, that's just science.
Yes. So, yeah, so Carey's providing the steam, head of steam between the two of them. Then Maxwell comes in with some superior, I don't know,
well, something
Douglas Adams technology or something.
Well, there's been plenty of advancements since steam.
Yeah.
He comes in with electric-powered, nuclear-powered,
yeah, something.
Perhaps.
Infinite improbability drive-powered, something.
Yeah. Yeah, yes. Exactly. And, of course, we love to call this Maxwell Ball, or everyone in the world calls it Maxwell Ball.
Yes, yes. And I was asked on Twitter what the difference was between Maxwell Ball and Calvin Ball.
And what even is Calvin Ball? I've never heard of Calvin
Ball. It's the made-up game from Bill Watterson's classic comic strip Calvin and Hobbes.
Ah, and yes, yeah, so, I know that.
So the answer to that question, the difference between Maxwell Ball and Calvin Ball, is that one is played by a legendary comic character who lives in a fantastical dreamlike version of reality, powered only by the abilities of his seemingly infinite imagination.
Mm-hmm.
And the other, of course, is played by Calvin.
This is the part of the show where we discuss the cricket news of the week.
Lots of stuff going on in the world of cricket, but we just have time to cover Australia's tour of Sri Lanka.
Yeah, so we're pretty much only in the white ball game so far. A few T20s, a few ODIs. The tests are coming. I think they start next week sometime. But it's all been pretty even so far. As we mentioned, Australia kind of crushed Sri Lanka in the opening T20. But since then, it's evened up and... things are much more balanced at this stage.
It's pretty exciting, and it isn't always exciting when Australia tour. So I think that's definitely a lot of interesting stuff for us to watch in the hours where we can
we're
watch
we're
it.
We're able to watch it, yeah. So conveniently, Australia have batted first a few times, which we have been able to see the aforementioned Maxwell Ball.
Yeah.
So,
and there's been lots of Maxwell Ball, really.
There has been. He's come out. He's been very, very dramatic. But we did miss in the first ODI. He scored 80 not out of 51. to help Australia chase down a massive total. But we didn't get to see that one. That was in the wee early hours of the morning for us.
Mm. So it's wonderful that Maxwell hasn't been injured, because a lot of the other Australians have, of course.
Yeah, so we did discuss last week Mitchell Starc cutting his left hand, where everybody knows he should be cutting his right hand if he must cut a hand.
Yeah.
But since then, we've had a whole heap of other injuries. We've had, I think Steve Smith was ruled out of T20 with a minor quad strain, so he's being rested for the tests. We've had Ashton Agar, he's got some kind of side strain. He's hoping he'll be fit in time for the tests. Very, very optimistically hoping he gets a match there. Good on you, Ashton. Mitch Marsh had a strained calf. Marcus Stoinis went home. He got a side strain and said, that's enough, I'm out of here.
This is suspiciously like when everyone got some strain of COVID, right?
It is indeed.
It's again another.
These are all different strains of injury. Yes.
It's another super strain, the Sri Lankan strain. Yeah.
This entire tour is a super spreader event. Well, we did have Andrew McDonald show up after missing the first few days because he had COVID and couldn't leave in time. So, so maybe the COVID a variant is all these side strains and the like.
Yeah.
We've also had Sean Abbott. He had a broken figure. He went home.
Oh, good grief.
Kane Richardson did his hamstring. He went home.
There's almost no bowlers left now.
There aren't many bowlers left. Adam Zampa is a new dad, so he didn't even show up. He just said, I'm not coming.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm not sure Cummins will have any players left for the test match.
Yeah. Well, the best thing about that, of course, is that Maxwell's likely to be selected, right?
Exactly. There's definitely a possibility of that, especially if someone like Steve Smith remains injured. Maxwell could just slot in at, you know, number four.
Easily.
Great spot for him.
I mean, there are a lot of players over there because Australia A is playing as well. And if it's going to be a tour where you get injured, probably this is the best one.
Yep, yep. I also thought the possibility, given that, you know, Australia do have all these injuries, maybe test cricket should be like chess. You know, in chess, when if you're much stronger than your opponent, sometimes you'll say, all right, I'll play without a knight or a rook or a queen, and we'll try and even it up that way.
Well, I've never played that way.
But you can. you can to make it fairer. Australia's currently the number one ranked side in tests.
Yeah.
Sri Lanka are number seven.
Yep.
I'd like to see the ICC come along and say, all right, Australia, you have to play without, let's say, Marnus and Lyon. You guys piss off.
You got nine?
Nine. Let's have it a go. Let's see if that's fairer.
Just randomly knock someone out.
Yeah.
Please support capitalism by checking out these sponsors.
Okay, this week's sponsor is my weekly newsletter. So I have a weekly challenge I set myself called Friday First Drafts. And it's I create a piece of comedy around the world of cricket every Friday, and it goes out to all my subscribers. So previous installments have included the Pat Cummins Guide to Handsomely Doing Cryptic Crosswords.
That's definitely worth a read.
Yes. A Meet the Candidates pamphlet for the Australian Baggy Green Party. And a breakdown of a Netflix series called Lehman and the Demon. So it's all very silly, but it is also 100% free. So if you're interested in that at all, go to my Twitter profile. That's @LeeCricket on Twitter. And there's a great big link to the Friday First Drafts newsletter. Go there, put your email address in and sign up, and you'll get something hopefully amusing in your inbox every Friday.
Let's play Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grade Cricketer?
Here we are in the segment where we have a quiz. We see if one of us, or maybe even both of us, are smarter than a fifth grade cricketer. But I'm not sure what's happening in this segment today. So presumably I'm the guinea pig.
You are the guinea pig in this one. I'm the one who's will be testing you. I'll be testing you on England. So this will test how closely you've been paying attention to England's recent matches, because England have a lot of matches going on. They're hosting a tour, they're on a tour.
Mm.
So it's very easy to get confused about who's doing what. So the basis of this week's quiz is that I will give you an England innings, and you just have to tell me whether that innings is from a test match, an ODI, a T20, or a game of the 100.
My God, what back in history? How far back are we going?
Well, we'll see. We'll see how far back we go.
Oh my goodness.
Probably recent-ish.
Okay.
So let's start with, let's say, Johnny Bairstow, 136 from 92 balls.
Okay, so Johnny Bairstow, I mean, he plays all formats. Maybe it was during, I mean, presumably it's not during the IPL, but it could be a T20. It's
a very fast
It fast looks
innings.
Like a T20 style century, although taking up possibly too many balls for a T20.
That is true.
It needs to be, I think, it's probably an ODI. I can't remember which one.
No, of course, this was Johnny Bairstow in the second test where he decided that because England needed to chase 300 runs on the final day, he'd go a little bit silly. So he teed off and managed to score a ridiculous amount of runs in a very short period of time.
It feels like Johnny Bairstow's been around for years and decades, doesn't it, playing cricket?
Maybe he has been.
Maybe he has been.
I don't know. But, yeah, so he's been in and out a lot. I think he's tended to swap with Joss Butler. And I think only one of them's generally been allowed in the team at the same time.
Yeah.
Or at least only one's been allowed in the team at the same time without there being lots of angst about it, about who should be keeping. So.
Right.
But now Ben Foulkes is in and he's keeping, so who knows?
Yeah. I mean, you can only ever have one non-keeping keeper.
Exactly, yes.
In theory. I mean, we know some people breach that, but yes.
Yeah, so...
That's one wrong.
That's one wrong. But after this test match, England did celebrate by heading out to this takeaway establishment. And this was captured on TikTok.
What is Mega Munch? Is it tacos? Is it HSP? Chips?
I mean, Root was passing around something.
Looks like a kebab.
It looked bloody horrifying is what it looked. Some kind of taco thing with just some slurry in the middle of it. It sounds like gastrointestinal distress in a burrito. That's Mega Munch. I think any establishment that basically advertises the size of its meals instead of their quality, that concerns me. That's why I never eat Big Macs or Whoppers or salads. So I'm not sure about Mega Munch, but they seem to be having a good time on that little TikTok video that went around.
They didn't spill a drop of whatever they were eating.
No, that's good signs for the next test perhaps. Or maybe bad signs because they tend to oscillate between having great hands and terrible hands.
Yeah, that's
right.
So
maybe they wasted it all on saving this horrible Mega Munch food.
Yeah.
Also, the one other thing that happened in that test match, England were fined 40% of their match fee and docked 2 World Test Championship points for a slow over rate during that test.
Was that the night after the Mega Munch?
It was, yeah. So there's no word on how much they were docked for dining at Mega Munch, presumably another 20% of their match fee.
Well, certainly slowed them down in some way or another. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, so I do like that the new England way is that we bat as fast as possible, but we just take our time with the bowling. No need to get worked up and rush through the overs. Just chill out and get to them when we get to them.
The other thing I really like about this series between New Zealand and England, the test bit of it, is we have Root, of course, whose number is 66.
Yes.
And we have a similar number on the back of Tom Blundell, the keeper. Mm. He is also 66.
Yes.
Is that some kind of sledge at Root? Is it?
I hope so. I hope he said, I'm as good as Joe Root. I'm just going to
be
66.
Blundell 66.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it doesn't make as much sense from a pun perspective as Route 66 makes.
No.
Blundell, I mean, maybe there is a famous street in New Zealand called Blundell 66.
Could be.
But I think my absolute highlight of the test above all the Bairstow nonsense and the Mega Munch aftermath was the idea that Tim Southee was out for a fool's golden duck. So he scored 0 from 1 ball, but he was not dismissed from the first ball he faced. He dotted that out and then was later run out when he was left stranded. So
and that's a fool's golden duck.
A fool's golden duck, yes. Yeah. So that was easily my favourite moment of the entire
that's
test.
That's spectacular.
Anyhow, we've digressed from the quiz a little bit. So
what are we up to with the quiz now?
That's one. I think you're zero out of one.
0 out of 1.
Okay, so the next next in England innings is 498 for 4.
Well,
this is England as a whole.
This, of course, is a test match innings. However, I do know that it wasn't a test match innings. It was, in fact, some kind of weird match, a weird ODI that they played against the Netherlands.
Yes,
the Netherlands in the middle of the test match, maybe even in the middle of the test match, or at least between test matches.
Yeah, not quite in the middle of the test match, but certainly in the middle of the test series. They just thought, we're just going to squeeze this one in there.
Yep.
So, yeah.
Incredible. 498. Why not let them get 500?
Well, I think it's good work from Netherlands to deny them that of being the first team because they're pretty keen on becoming the first team to break 500 is England. So Netherlands struck back in the second match. They said, all right, firstly, we're just going to reduce it to 41 overs because there's rain or a wet outfield about.
Mm.
So that's going to make it harder. And then they thought, we'll make it even harder. We'll win the toss and we'll bat first. So if you want to get 500 Owen Morgan, you've got to let us score 499 first.
Well, they should have done that.
And then you can have a crack. Yeah, pretty cowardly from England not to let them get away, right?
Yes, indeed.
Yes. But I think this whole ODI series is pretty much an example of, you know, yet another Matthew Mott coach team bullying weaker sides.
Just, he's doubling,
got a problem, doesn't he?
Tripling their scores. You just win by a little margin.
Yeah, it's very embarrassing,
yes.
Matthew Mott.
Oh, well.
All right, I have another one here. Mm. What about Owen Morgan, 0 from 7?
Well, that could be anything. I mean, it presumably this is Owen Morgan again against the Netherlands, I would say.
Yes.
Yes.
The first ODI or the second ODI, do you think?
Oh, let's say it was the first one.
Yeah. No, it was actually the second one because the first one he made zero from one ball. So, And usually you think zero from one ball is a terrible score, but zero from seven is worse because you're wasting more balls.
Yeah.
So Owen Morgan getting worse. He's very much Owen Morgan at the moment with all these O's.
Yeah, the Owen Morgan. He's already got several O's in his name and now he has some ducks.
Yes.
And we'll see if he can better it by getting maybe zero from 15 next time.
With your fingers crossed. And I have one more innings score from an England team.
Yep.
Did not bat.
Oh, good grief. Did not bat. Let's say that has to be the second innings of one of the tests.
No, that's the England women's team.
They haven't
had a game yet, but they do have a test next week. So looking forward to that.
Oh, fantastic. I think that means that I'm one out of four.
Yeah, we'll call that smarter than a fifth grade cricketer.
Okay. Can't bowl, can't throw, coming live. Thanks for tuning in and taking your time. The underappreciated act of the week, the funniest and crazy plays of the week. Who is gonna join the honorary board? The number one Scott Moeller Award. This is the Moeller Award, underappreciated acts in cricket this week. Feels like it's been a short week since we recorded
last
time, and that means the podcast is shorter than perhaps it usually is, or as shorter. Anyway, we get a few complaints. We make it too short.
Yeah, but that's all right. We offer variety. Some people have very long podcasts. If you like them, you can listen to them.
Yeah.
If you like your podcast very short, then you've got this. You can squeeze us into a tea break most of the time.
Or if it's too short, you just listen to it twice.
Exactly. Yes. Yeah. First nomination here. I've got Devon Conway, who returned a positive test in yet another New Zealand coronavirus case. So it looks like
have they all had it yet? They must have all had it.
You would have thought so. I assume all these positive tests are a side effect from England's newfound determination to play positive test cricket, right?
Yes, definitely.
It's pretty nefarious stuff from the England side, this new Ben Stokes, Brendan McCullum leadership group.
Yeah, it's good to see them making changes.
Mm.
Positive changes.
Positive changes, yeah. Yes. Well, Ravi Ashwin has also tested positive in advance of returning to England to play. Remember that test they forgot to play at the end of last year's summer?
Yeah.
India are heading back to play that one now, but Ravi Ashwin wasn't allowed to board the plane because he's tested positive. So England positive test cricket is infecting people a continent away now.
Yeah, that's right. It seems impossible to believe that, he might have been able to play originally when COVID stopped the test, but not this time.
Well, Ben Stokes has revealed the key to England not suffering all these positive test fates is that they're just simply not testing, which are very cunning stuff from Brendan McCullum, I assume. So yes. Very, very savvy. And, if McCullum had been around last year, then India wouldn't have had to come back, right? They would have just played that test.
That's right.
So, yeah. Good stuff there from England. Again, they're turning the corner very rapidly.
Indeed. We don't have too many mullers this week. We've just got one more.
Mm.
Stephen Nelson, a blind cricketer, scored 390 from 140 balls against New Zealand, which was a record score.
Mm. Yeah. And he finished the series with an average of 523. So I hope he and the rest of the team went out and celebrated with a big night at Mega Munch.
Yes.
That would be ideal.
Yep. With massive kebabs. Well, you deserve that. You could have put that into that. Whose innings was this?
Yes. Yeah. And I think that's pretty much it for the muller this week. Just a nice little one. Not a mega muller, just a mini muller this week.
Mini muller.
Yes. So who do you think should win it this week? Is it Devon Conway or is it Stephen Nelson?
Oh, I think we've got to give it to Stephen Nelson.
I think so too.
He hasn't made too many appearances. Neither is Devon Conway, but let's give it to Stephen Nelson.
Yes. And that will wrap us up for another week. You've been listening to Dan Lipke. I'm at Lieb Cricket on Twitter. You've also been listening to Kat Jones, who is at Cricket Bat Kat on Twitter. You can follow us on Can't Bowl Throw on Twitter or like us on Facebook. Just search for Can't Bowl, Can't Throw. And now we're off to have some mega munch for dinner and we will see you all next week.
See ya.
Podcast Network. Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered ChumbaCasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.